to express hope by a star, St. Vincent van Gogh, in one of his letters to his brother Theo. "I must have a starry night," Vincent wrote. And he did paint a night full of rolling, boiling stars, touched by a steeple church whose point is echoed by the cypress trees around it. By encouraging artists to use their imagination to show the deeper reality behind nature, Vincent left a legacy to artists, showing them the way to break the barrier separating them from what they felt and from what they could portray. We must use our imagination. And if, as artists, we use our imagination, then so would art appreciators, increasing the quantity of imagination in the well of world thought, making the world more beautiful and more true, because beauty is truth, and truth is beauty. So when Vincent painted a picture of just an old pair of muddy boots with wrinkles and creases, it is beautiful because those creases and the holes in the soles reflect well on the soul of the wearer, because that wearer has been ennobled by hard work to which those boots signify. In my own life as an artist, I have been inspired by many. By Mary Cassatt, who had the bravery to be the first to apply Eastern design concepts to the Western printmaking medium of etching. And by Kathy Kowitz, who had the bravery to stick to her subject matter even after she lost her university teaching position because Hitler thought that pictures of children holding out empty soup bowls begging for food was anti-war. But in the end, it was Vincent van Gogh who spoke to me first, because he saw symbolism in nature, in colors that express something even all by themselves, and he searched with his intuition for shaped symbols that signify dual complementary meanings. By use of a double meaning, he could express the reality of what seems invisible. So, I survived when my college roommate criticized me, saying, "Loretta, you could find meaning in a falling leaf." And inside I thought, doesn't everybody? And I take delight when my intuition finds symbolism in interrelated shapes and forms. But the second part of Vincent's legacy is to care about artists and about the arts. He felt keenly the discrepancy between the effort and expense that went into a painting and the expected return. He was ashamed, as if he had broken promises, when he couldn't break down the iron bars that separated his vision from our appreciation. I became a UU just because a church was having an artist speak at a service, or at least that began my long journey into UUism. UUs are unique in the degree to which they believe in the arts as a valid path to truth. Because of this, I ask you to support the Calvin E. Libby Memorial Scholarship Fund. You may do this by either contributing during coffee hour or by purchasing a ticket or raffle tickets to possibly win one of the pieces now being displayed by myself and fellow UU artists in the fellowship room. The sum we expect to raise will, ironically, just about match that which Vincent van Gogh wished for himself. For art supplies for hard-working, serious student artists that in this case has been accepted to an art institute or as an art major in a liberal arts college. The students that have gone through the rigorous juring by the National Area Artists Association will always remember that UU's believed in the importance of their vocation. Please support the art and artists, and don't forget to use your imagination.